start your day at your way. Bye bye. And see you on time.
Good morning, everyone. Today we're going to discuss the halachas of selling Beis HaKnesses. Eden zen in Golas shen asach yor. And in Golas, zen nish no in Golas in ein plat, not just in Golas in one place. It's goylo acha goylo. Eden have moved around from one place to the other. We started off in Bavel, then we moved over to France and to Germany, we moved back to Poland, and then to America, and to Israel and England. Wherever Eden have been, we've left behind Batei Kfaros and Batei Knesiyos, and the Shaila comes up again and again about selling the Batei Knesiyos. Are we allowed to sell them? For what purpose are we allowed to sell them? And if we do sell them, what is the money allowed to be used for? In Eicha state, He Yoshva Bagoyim Leimotza Monoyach. Klal Yisrael are living amongst the nations, Leimotza Monoyach. They don't find any rest. There's no rest. We don't have any Mokum Kavua. Wherever we go, we move on to the next place 100 years later. And I think even here in Manchester, the Yiddish Shekel used to be in strange ways and in Chittim, and it's all moved around. We're in Golas, we're Goyla Acha Goyla. Wherever we are, we move on a few years later. So now the question is regarding selling Batei Knesiyos. A Beis HaKnesses has Kedusha. Beis HaKnesses has Kedusha, and one is not allowed to be Mishtamish in the Beis HaKnesses for Dvorim Shachol, including Achilo Shtia, or anything Dvorim Shachol one is not allowed to do in Beis HaKnesses. There's a Bazundra Kula regarding Achilo Shtia. But everything else, any other Tashmishal Hediyot, is also to be done in the Beis HaKnesses. So, L'chor, if one goes and sells the Beis HaKnesses, then the Lekeach will also have to be Mishtamish Boy only for Beis HaKnesses. And he won't be able to be Mishtamish Boy for Dvorim Shal Hediyot. And furthermore, L'chor, it's on the Moichrim, it's on the sellers to be responsible to make sure to sell the Beis HaKnesses only to buyers who are going to treat the Beis HaKnesses with the correct Kedusha. What is the halacha? Are we allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses to Mishtamish Boy Dvorim Shal Hediyot? And the simple answer to this question is that it's Mefurash Mishnah Megillah. The Mishnah says, on Imegillah, Daf Chavzayin on Beis, V'chachomim Oimrim, Moichin Oisoi Memkar Oilom, one could sell a Beis HaKnesses a absolute Mechira, Chutz Midalad Dvorim, except for four things, Lemerchatz, to be used as a bathhouse, or the Bursiki, to use as a tanning, Letvila, or the Beis HaMayim. A Chutz from these four things, a Beis HaKnesses can be sold for any Tashmish Al Hediyot. And the question which the Rishonim struggle with is, that if a Beis HaKnesses has Kedusha, and you're not allowed to be Mishtamash Boy with Dvorim Shal Hediyot, so how is it when you sell the Beis HaKnesses, it's pocket the Kedusha from the Beis HaKnesses, and there's only four particular things which are classified as Tashmishim Shal Gnai, those things you're not allowed to do in the Beis HaKnesses after you've sold it. But anything else, one is allowed to do in the Beis HaKnesses. The Beis HaKnesses has Kedusha. Where's the pocket the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses? Al Yidei Mechira. So there's two mahalchim in the Rishonim. We're going to discuss the two mahalchim in the Rishonim and the nafkiminas lahalocha, which come out between the two mahalchim. So there's first the shita of the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva. They say, first of all, medaf hashtei, what is the kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses? Mitzad which din does the Beis HaKnesses have kedusha? The Ramban explains like this. He says, we know that if when we named the esrog, and you miyached it to use on Sukkos, after you've shokled it the first time, the esrog is also ba'achila until after Sukkos. Similarly, a hadas, when you take a hadas, the hadas is also lahoriach boy. You're not allowed to smell the hadas. It's huktza l'mitzvah, a tashmishay mitzvah, something which is a designated tashmishay mitzvah, is huktza l'mitzvah, and b'shas mitzvah is not allowed to be used for a tashmish shel hediyot. So therefore, an esrog is also ba'achila kol shiva simei sukkos, and when it comes to the end of sukkos, it becomes muta ba'achila. Similarly, a hadas, it's also l'horiach boi kol shiva simei sukkos, it's a tashmishay mitzvah, it's huksa l'mitzvah, so it's also to be mishtamish boi a tashmish al hediyot after sukkos, muta ba'ano. The same thing we find is with tzitzis. Tzitzis also, you're not allowed to use them for tashmishay hediyot kol zman the ru'uyim l'mitzvah, so kol zman the chutim. When they're hanging on the beged, they're kosher for the mitzvah. When it comes that the chutim become nifsal, the chutim are nifsak, in such a way that the chutim are now nifsal for tzitzis, then you're allowed to be mishtamish with the chutim But b'shas when the oimdim lemitzvason, on b'shas when the kshem lemitzvason, then the also b'hanor because the hooks of the mitzvason, that's the halacha of tashmishi mitzvah. Says the Ramban, the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses is a Beis HaKnesses is tashmishi mitzvah. One davens in Beis HaMedrash, one davens in Beis HaKnesses, one davens b'tzibu in the Beis HaKnesses. The Beis HaKnesses is a tashmishi mitzvah, and because it's a tashmishi mitzvah, calls man it's oimud for the tashmish of tefillah b'tzibu. It's also to be mishtamish by hedir. Says the Ramban, lefizeh, when you sell a Beis HaKnesses, and now the Beis HaKnesses is no longer oimud for the tashmish mitzvah of tefillah b'tzibu. At that point, it's like when sukkos is over, the esrig becomes muta ba'anor. When sukkos is over, the hadas becomes muta l'horiach boy. So similarly, when the Beis HaKnesses is not designated anymore for tefillah, at that point the Beis HaKnesses is no longer huksa l'mitzvah, so it's no longer dedicated and designated for mitzvah tefillah, and therefore the kedushas of Beis HaKnesses goes away.
Why can't you send it to those four things?
Oh, so these four things are tashmishi shel ganai. Because this mokim has a history of being a Beis HaKnesses in the past, therefore it's not tsugapas that you should be used for tvarim hamavuzim, things which are gnai. So therefore, even though right currently there is absolutely no kedushas Beis HaKnesses, but still there's halachas because in the mokim where the Beis HaKnesses used to stand, because the, historically there was there Beis HaKnesses.
Whereas the chesed shel mitzvah, why is that different? The esrik, why should you not say after sukkos?
So the Bi'alocha, Inoch Enami, that you can't do a Tashmish Mevuza with an Esrog or Hadas or any Tashmish Mitzvah, Acha Mitzvah. And his Mekor is Gufa from the Shita of the Ramban, that Beis HaKnesses is a Tashmish Mitzvah, and the Tashmish Mitzvah after Shenigma Zman Mitzvah has no more Kedusha, but nevertheless, the Tashmish Ganai, you're not allowed to do. It's more complicated than that, but on the simple level, as it does. That in the Tashmish Shal Mitzvah, even the Achash Ovaz Man Mitzvah Son, there's no Issa to be Mishtamish Boi Lehediyat, because it's no longer Hooks on a Mitzvah Soi, but Tashmishim Amavuzim, Tashmishim Shal Gnai, you're not allowed to do, and this is a cloud model in all Tashmishim Mitzvah.
Even Al-Tanai, you go to Al-Tanai.
Sorry?
Al-Tanai, you go to only a short period. Basically, in essence, and you only want to hear for a month.
Right. There has no Kedushas Beis HaKnesses at all in such a place. A Beis HaKnesses is only a mokim where it's kavua to be a Beis HaKnesses. If you're only here temporarily, it doesn't have Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Agav, the Gemara says, Ein tefilosei shel odom nishmas ela b'Beis HaKnesses. So it's kedai to daven in a place which is a Beis HaKnesses kavua, which has Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, in order that the tefillah should be b'Beis HaKnesses. If someone davens in a kavua in a back alley minion, and we're missing Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. And in Tvilosi Sh'od Nishmas Ere Beis HaKnesses, it's Kedai to Dabit in Beis HaKnesses. So that's the shit of the Rabban, and that's the Rabban says that when the Bnei Ho'ir, when those who are in charge of the Beis HaKnesses will sell the Beis HaKnesses, now they're saying that this Beis HaKnesses is no longer designated for Mitzvah Tvila, and therefore the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is pocket. So the shit of the Rabban. The Ran says, no, a Beis HaKnesses is not a Tashmishi Mitzvah. A Beis HaKnesses is a Tashmishi Kedusha. Tashmishi Kedusha is like a mantle for Naseh V'Torah. A mantle for Naseh V'Torah, even after it's bolu, even after it's worn out, and it can be no longer used as a mantle for Naseh V'Torah, nevertheless, its Kedusha remains. Tashmishi Mitzvah, La'acha She'ovru Zman Mitzvah Son, they have no Kedusha at all, and you can use them for Tashmishi Hedir. But Tashmishi Kedusha, like a mantle for the Sefer Torah, even La'acha Shebolu, and it can be no longer used for the Tashmish Kedusha that it was made for, nevertheless, you can't use it for Tashmishi Hedir, and it's got to have Gneza. Zog Daran, a Beis HaKnesses is a Tashmishi Kedusha. One says in the Beis HaKnesses, Dvorim Shebi Kedusha, Kedusha, Kriyasa Torah, Kaddish, these things are Dvorim Shebi Kedusha. Because the Dvorim Shebi Kedusha, the Beis HaKnesses, is a Tashmishi Kedusha. And a Tashmishi Kedusha, even Acha She'ovaz Man Mitzvason, right, the Kedusha still remains. So Zog Daran, Oyber Azoy, we're going to have to look for a new Hezbo. Why is it that when you sell a Beis HaKnesses, then the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is Poka? And someone takes a mantle from a Sefer Torah and he sells it, the mantle from the Sefer Torah will still have Kedusha, still have Kedusha's Tashmishe Kedusha, and he won't be able to use it for Tashmishe Hagiyot because it's Tashmishe Kedusha. So if someone takes a bit, if we take a base of Knesset and we sell it, it remains Tashmishe Kedusha, and there's no way to make it Ois Tashmishe Kedusha. So why is it that the Mishnah says that if one sells the base of Knesset, then the base of Knesset is Yotze Lechorin, and you can be Mishtamish in that base of Knesset for Tashmishe Hedya, but besides for the four things which are Tashmishe Mamavuzim, that you can't be done. Zot the Ram, the answer is because when you sell the base of Knesset for money, then the Kedusha's base of Knesset is Niftis and is Mechulul onto the money. The Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses gets transferred from the Beis HaKnesses onto the Domim. And the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is now on the Domim. And that Domim one has to go and use to build another Beis HaKnesses. But the Beis HaKnesses itself is Yoytze Luchurim. Because the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses has been removed from the Beis HaKnesses and has been put onto Domim. And that's the Yesod of how the Mechira helps to be Mafkia, the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. So what's the very simple Nafka Minna between the Ran and the Ramban? The simple nafka minna is a matona. What's the din? Can the president of the shul give the Beis HaKnesses as a matona and then be mishtamish by tashmishe hedi? So according to the Ramban, the Beis HaKnesses is a tashmishe mitzvah. So as soon as those who are in charge of the Beis HaMedrash will decide that we're no longer using this as a Beis HaKnesses, we're no longer using it as a Beis HaMedrash, we're giving it as a matona, then it's ois kedushas Beis HaKnesses. It's no longer miyuchud for Beis HaKnesses, and therefore it's not a tashmish mitzvah anymore. So therefore, it'll be mutter to be mishtamish by tashmish hedya. Whereas according to the Ran, a Beis HaKnesses is a tashmish kedusha, and without Beis HaKnesses is a tashmish kedusha. The only way to remove the kedusha from the Beis HaKnesses is by means of being poyder the kedusha onto the domim. So if you're going to give the Beis HaKnesses as a matana, the kedusha is not niftis anywhere. So we're saying the Beis HaKnesses will remain with its kedusha. There's another nafka minna, another interesting nafka minna, is what's the din of the Ezus Noshim? Does the Ezus Noshim have Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses? So there's a discussion, there's a Chochmas Adam who seems to say that the Ezus Noshim does have Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses, and a Primi Godim who seems to say that Ezus Noshim does not have Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. Now what's the machloikis over here? So the Chochmas Adam who says that Ezus Noshim has Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses, he says, of course it should have Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. Noshim are also Mukhiyavas and Mitzvah's Tefillah. So you state in the Gemara and Brachas, Noshim are Mukhiyavas and Mitzvah's Tefillah. They might not be Mukhiyav to say the Nusach HaTefillah that we say, but they're Mukhiyav to be Mispal. They have a Chiyav Tefillah. So if they have a Chiyav Tefillah and they daven over there in the Ezus Noshim, so the Ezus Noshim will have Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. The Primi Godim says, is Mavur that he says that Ezus Noshim doesn't have Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. So what's the Machlekes? L'chayra, according, the Ran says that a Beis HaKnesses is a Tashmishe Kedusha. Why is a Beis HaKnesses a Tashmishe Kedusha? So the Ran, because we say in the Beis HaKnesses, Dvorim Shebe Kedusha. Now, Dvorim Shebe Kedusha is Kedusha, Kaddish, and Baruch. Dvorim Shebe Kedusha have to be said by Asara and Noshim Yisrael. V'niktashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. They've got to, the Dvorim Shebe Kedusha can only be said by Asara and Noshim b'nei Chayim. 10 Yidin. You have to have 10 Yiddish males, you have to have. An Isha is not mitzvah for Asara for Dvoran Shebe Kedusha. So therefore, Ezus Noshim is not miyuchad for Dvoran Shebe Kedusha. It's true that they're Oina Dvoran Shebe Kedusha, but they are not mitzvah to the Dvoran Shebe Kedusha themselves. So therefore, according to the Ramban, that the Kedusha Space HaKnesses is the Tashmishe Mitzvah for Mitzvah's Tefillah, as Medavant in the Ezus Noshim, then the Ezus Noshim has also got Kedusha Space HaKnesses. It's Tashmishe Mitzvah. Oh, but according to the Shitta of the Ran, that Beis HaKnesses is a Tashmishe Kedusha, because we say Dvorim Shebe Kedusha in the Beis HaKnesses, and Dvorim Shebe Kedusha have to have Asara and Noshim are mitzarev to Dvorim Shebe Kedusha, even though they're oinim to Dvorim Shebe Kedusha, they're not mitzarev to the Asara who are creating this Dvorim Shebe Kedusha. So therefore, according to the Ran, one can be done that if this Beis HaKnesses, you've got a Beis HaKnesses, a Mokum Tefillah, which is miyuchud to be mispal. But there's no Dvorim Shebe Kedusha over there, it's Yitochen that it doesn't have Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. So according to the Ran, it's Yitochen that there'll be no Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses in a Ezus Noshim.
When it's built, the money was built together, it's all commissioned money together, it's mixed money. Beis HaKnesses, Ezus Noshim, it's all...
There's no Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses on the money until one davens in the Beis HaKnesses. If one designates money for Beis HaKnesses, it doesn't have Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. Beis HaKnesses only becomes Kodesh, Bektusha's Beis HaKnesses, when you come there to be Mizbal. So if you build a Beis HaKnesses, if you make a great campaign and raise money for a Beis HaKnesses, so that money is earmarked for Beis HaKnesses, it doesn't have Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. There's certain mitzvahs you can still do with that money which don't have Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. The Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is only chal when it's your mishtamash by the Beis HaKnesses. A third nafkamina that we can have between the Ran and the Ramban is what's the halacha of a Beis HaKnesses which is in a neighborhood which Yidden live there no longer, and the Beis HaKnesses has fallen into disrepair, and no one's nichnas over there to be mispal. It's not a Beis HaKnesses which is bichlal being used. Does this Beis HaKnesses still have on it Kedushas Beis HaKnesses? So according to the Ramban, that a Beis HaKnesses is a Tashmishei Mitzvah, and Tashmishei Mitzvah only have Kedusha calls man that they're ru'uyim v'oimdim to be used for that mitzvah. So a Beis HaKnesses which has fallen into disrepair and is and no longer going to be used as a Beis HaKnesses, it's a Beis HaKnesses which is Ovaz Ma Mitzvosoi. If it's Ovaz Ma Mitzvosoi, that in itself will tell us that this Beis HaKnesses is Cholim. Because if a Tashmishi Mitzvah is only Osa to be Mishtamash by Hedya, calls man, it's Oimer to be Mishtamash by the Mitzvah. Right now the Beis HaKnesses is no longer being used for the Beis HaKnesses no longer being used as a Beis HaKnesses. That in itself will be made to the Beis HaKnesses Nechonin. So you got a Beis HaKnesses somewhere down there in strange ways, which was no longer being used. According to the Ramban, then that Beis HaKnesses no longer has Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. Or according to the Ram, that a Beis HaKnesses is a Tashmishei Kedusha. So the only way to remove the Kedusha from the Beis HaKnesses is by means of being poyed in the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses onto Domin. Right? If you're not going to be pointed the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses onto Domim, the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses remains, even though we're no longer using it as a Beis HaKnesses. The Kedusha from the Beis HaKnesses is a Tashmishi Kedusha, and a Tashmishi Kedusha remains with its Kedusha, even after it's not no longer usable for its mitzvah. According to the Ran, the Tashmishi Kedusha will remain. Everyone knows the famous Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara says that Bati Knesiyah is Sheba Bovel al Tnai Hein Asuyim. But the Knesios in Bovel are made out Tanai, and this Tanai that we make in the Bati Knesios, that you're allowed to be Mishtamish by for certain Dvorim Shalhediyah, certain Tashmishim Shalhediyah. Oh, but the Loshna Gemara is Bati Knesios Sheba Bovel al Tanai Hei Masuyim. What's this emphasis on Bati Knesios Sheba Bovel? What's it got to do with Bovel? So some Rishonim learn it means that in Bovel they made this Tanai. In Eretz Yisrael they didn't make this Tanai. Toizah says a very interesting tazach. Toizah says the Tanai only helps in Bovel. You can't make a Tanai in the Beis HaKnesses in Eretz Yisrael. In Bovel you can make a Tanai to allow certain Tashmishim Shalhediyah. In Eretz Yisrael you can't make such a Tanai. So Toizah says, why not? V'dafka lo'oison sheba Bovel mahaniyat Tanai. Only for the Bati Knesios in Bovel does the Tanai work. Shaharei le'eis bo goyel b'mheira b'yomeinu tipoka kedushasa. Because when Mashiach vet kumen, when the goyel vet kumen, will be poka the kedusha from the Bati Knesios Sheba Bovel. We're all going to go to Eretz Yisrael. We're leaving all the Bati Knesios behind.
I've seen it.
Oh, wait a second. Let's go get kumen tzukum into them. We're going to leave the Bati Knesios behind, and everybody's going to be poka the kedusha. So a base in Eretz Yisrael, a base of Knesset in Eretz Yisrael, which is going to remain with its kedusha the Olam Voed, that's got a Kedusha Chamura, and on that level of Kedusha, it's not going to help you to make a Tanai. One can't make a Tanai in a Kedusha, in a Beis HaKnesses, which is Kedusha is the Olam Voed. Bovel, that the Bati Knesios in Bovel are going to be Paka Kedushas on Eis Boya Goyel, when Mashiach would come with Zain Eis Kedusha, those Bati Knesios, one can make a Tanai. Now this Shitta from Toises, that Toises says that when we all go to Eretz Yisrael, when the Mashiach would come, the Bati Knesios Sheba Bovel will be Paka Kedushasan. This is very much the Shitta of the Ramban, that Beis HaKnesses is the Tashmishei Mitzvah, and therefore when we leave Bovel, we'll go to Eretz Yisrael, we're not coming back to Chutz Loretz anymore, we're not zuching anything in Manchester anymore, but we don't need the Bati Knesios over here, we're going to be in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore when these Bati Knesios over here, we're going to leave them behind, and at that point they'll be no longer used and they'll be Paka their Kedusha. Or according to the Ran, that the Bati Knesios, their Kedusha is Tashmishi Kedusha, if their Kedusha is Tashmishi Kedusha, then even when they go to Eretz Yisrael, you're no longer using them, they'll still remain with their Kedusha. Toises held to be the shitta for the Ramban. According to Toises, if you have that basic nezes over there in strange ways, which all the Yidden have moved away from there, and no one's going back to live there, that basic nezes is Poka Kedushasoi, because we've left that neighborhood. Oh, now coming to the Shaila, which you asked before, Freik the Mogan Avraham Akasha of Toises. He says, don't understand Toises. Toises says the basic nezes should be bovel. One can make it tnai to be mafkiya the Kedusha. Because the Eitz Bol Goyal of Mashiach with Kuman, then we're going to leave the Beis HaKnesses behind, we're going to Eretz Yisrael, and get ended with the Beis HaKnesses of Shabbat Balaam. In fact, the Heilige Mogen Avraham, the Gemara says, Tanya Reb Leizer HaKapo Oime, Asidim Batek Nisiyos Batek Midrashi Shabbat Balaam, Sheyikbu Beretz Yisrael. The Batek Nisiyos Batek Midrashi Shabbat Balaam are going to come to Eretz Yisrael when Mashiach with Kuman. How could Toises say that when Mashiach with Kuman, but where an ois kedushas beis haknesses in the bottom can you see the shabbat bavel? Because the ois boy agoil poka kedushas, we're going to leave them behind. We're not leaving them behind. They're coming with us. I see them bottom can you see it? Bottom midrashas shabbat bavel. Sheik bu beretz Yisrael. These bottom can you see it? Bottom midrashas are coming with us. Beretz Yisrael. Zok the Mogen Avraham. I'm going to get Eretz. Zok the Mogen Avraham. He suggests that which it says in the Gemara that the bottom can you see it and bottom midrashas shabbat bavel are going to come to Beretz Yisrael. That means only the binyan is going to come to Eretz Yisrael. The karka is going to stay over here in Bavel. So therefore, the binyan will go to Eretz Yisrael, the karka is going to remain behind. So the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is taka going to be poka, because the karka of Bavel is going to remain in Bavel. It's only the binyan which is going to come with. Ibrazois, the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses will be poka from the karka. As a result of the Mogen Avraham, that's the Pshat Mutasis. But the Mogen Avraham freaks a chop. He says it's shvetz the Mogen Avraham. Where does the Gemara learn from that Batek Nisiyo is the Batek Midrash of Shabbat Bavel are going to go to Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara says like this, that Peshas Matan Torah, there was two Horim, Tovo and Karmel, that very much wanted to participate in Maimed Har Sinai. And Peshas Matan Torah, they picked themselves up and they came to the Midbar, Tzeheren Matan Torah, Tzeheren the Rebbeinu Shalem get Torah to the Yidu. So we make a kavu chayma. V'alo yitvorem kavu chayma. Umar tovu v'karmel. Just like, if already, tovu v'karmel. Shaloi bo'u elo lefi shah lil moi Torah. They only came for a small amount of time to learn Torah. Nikboi in Beretz Yisrael. Tovu v'karmel, lo asid lovoi. The Pasuk says, the Navi are going to come to Eretz Yisrael. Lo asid lovoi. Botek nisiyos and botek midrashos. Shekoyen umam bitzim ba'en Torah. Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. Where we learn, where we read, where we care about Torah, and where Marbits men Torah, and Achaz Kamo Vakamo, all the more so they're going to have the same schar as Tovah Vakamo. Tovah Vakamo picked themselves up and came to Eretz Yisrael, came to Sinai to hear the Dvar Hashem by Maimed Har Sinai. So therefore, the Asid Lovi, they're going to come to Eretz Yisrael. Is Kal Vachoyma, Beis HaKnesses, and Beis HaMedrash, which is used by Ifun Kavua to be Shemea, to learn over their Divrei Torah. They're going to come to Eretz Yisrael as well. Says the Mogen Avraham, if we're making a Kavu Chaymer from Tov Ever Karmel, we're making a Kavu Chaymer from the Harim of Tov Ever Karmel. Tov Ever Karmel, the Karka itself is also coming to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, if we're going to say that Beis HaKnesses is coming to Eretz Yisrael, a Kavu Chaymer from Tov Ever Karmel, so then we should say it's the same as Tov Ever Karmel. So just like Tov Ever Karmel, the Ganze Karka from Tov Ever Karmel is coming to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, that should tell us that a Beis HaKnesses, not just the shell of the Beis HaKnesses will come to Eretz Yisrael, the character of the Beis HaKnesses will also come to Eretz Yisrael. As I fret the Mogen Avraham of Zich, Zot Chasim Soifah, no. That which Tom and Karmel have the schus to come to Eretz Yisrael is because they were metalkal themselves, they moved themselves to Sinai in order to be Shemea Divrei Torah. So therefore, we can make a Kavu Chayma that something which was moved for the specific purpose of serving Divrei Torah would also be Zeicha to be in Eretz Yisrael. So the bricks which were brought to the building site and were used to build without a Beis HaKnesses, those bricks we can say a Kavu Chayma from Tov Ever Karmel, just like if already Tov Ever Karmel, which came to be Shemea Dvar Hashem, they're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Eitzim and the Avonim, which are used to build the Beis HaKnesses, which you will metalkal them from one place to another in order to build the Beis HaKnesses, they're also going to be Zoicha to come to Eretz Yisrael. Oh, but the karka of the Beis HaKnesses, the karka just sat there. Nothing. The karka didn't go anywhere to be Shemea Dvar Hashem. So therefore, the karka won't go to Eretz Yisrael. It's only the Avonim and the binyan which is going to go to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, it's up there. That's the pshat in Tosis. So Tosis says that le'eis boya goyel poka kedushasam when Mashiach vekumen, that it will be poka the kedusha from the Beis Botei Knesiyos. The Gemara says, what do you mean the Beis Knesses is going to be poka kedushasam nasid lavei? The Gemara says that asidim Botei Knesiyos botim drasha shebabavel sheikbu Eretz Yisrael. So the Chasam Sofer that the Teretz is in Achanami, the binyan is going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Oh, but the karka is going to remain here in Babel. The karka, which didn't move specifically for the tachlis of serving as a Beis HaKnesses, that's going to remain over here. I'm just going to end with one kasha on this tarot to the Chasam Sofer. The Gemara says that the kedusha of Beis HaKnesses is not just chal on the karka of the Beis HaKnesses. There's kedusha of Beis HaKnesses on the bricks which are used to build the Beis HaKnesses. If a Beis HaKnesses collapses, then those bricks have to be regarded with kedusha of Beis HaKnesses. That means Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is not just on the karka of the Beis HaKnesses. The vent from the Beis HaKnesses also have Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. So, over Azoi, ich verstehe nicht. Also, the Chasam Sofer, that the bottom Ksir Shabbat Bavel is going to be Poka Kedushasan, because even though the Beis HaKnesses is going to go to Eretz Yisrael, that's only the bricks of the Beis HaKnesses are going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Oh, but the karka of the Beis HaKnesses is going to remain behind in Bavel. And therefore, Zogdeh, Le'eis Boy Agoyel, when Mashiach let Kuman, will be Poka the Kedusha from the Karaka Beis HaKnesses. And therefore, Bat Knesiyah Shabbat Bavel, you can make a Tanai over there, and they're different from the Bat Knesiyah Shabbat Eretz Yisrael. Bat Knesiyah Shabbat Bavel, Le'kshiyah Be Agoyel, Poka Kedushasan, Bat Knesiyah Shabbat Eretz Yisrael, they're going to remain with their Kedusha. Oh, but that's all very good, but Negea to the Karaka of the Beis HaKnesses. The karka of the Beis HaKnesses Shabbat Bavel, when Mashiach Bet Kumon will be Poka the Kedusha. Oh, but the Avonim of the Beis HaKnesses, right, they're going to Eretz Yisrael, right? And those Avonim are not going to be Poka Kedusha, even after Mashiach Bet Kumon, they Bet Kumon returns to Eretz Yisrael. So Bishleim, if we would say that the Avonim and the bricks of the Beis HaKnesses don't have Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses, it'll be very good. The Eis Boya Goyel will be Poka the Kedusha, the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is on the karka, and when Mashiach comes, that karka is remaining behind. And the vent from the Beis HaKnesses are going to Eretz Yisrael, but they don't have Kedusha. Oh, but it's doch nicht so. The Avonim from the Beis HaKnesses, the bricks of the Beis HaKnesses also have Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. Oibar Azoi, very nice, the karka of the Beis HaKnesses will be Ois Kedusha, but the bricks of the Beis HaKnesses will remain be Kedusha, some even after Mashiach would come in. Is Oibar Azoi, it's Hodra Kushin Aduchte. How can you, what's the difference between making a Tanai in the Beis HaKnesses Shabbat Bavel and the Beis HaKnesses Shabbat Eretz Yisrael? How can you make a Tanai, very nice, you can make a Tanai in the karka of the Beis HaKnesses in Bavel, because the karka of the Beis HaKnesses will be Poka Kedusha Asim and Mashiach Bet Kuman. Oh, but the vent from the Beis HaKnesses, how about Eich Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses? And in those, you can't make it tonight. And the Eis Boya Goel, they're going to remain with their Kedusha. Yeah. Yeah.